Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. Day four. We're still alive, Mike. There is, you know, obviously these guys have been poked and prodded, and we've been there asking questions,
and
poking and prodding about their personal lives and about football and everything else. But, you know, this is the last day of media availability. It was an exciting day on the field. The wide receivers and running backs start to run the 40s. We saw some great times here. Just, you know, wrapping up these 4 days, you know, what are some things that kind of struck you over this four-day period?
Well, let's start with this morning when the 40 times started coming out for Tavon Austin and Marquise Goodwin. They both were 4.25. Those were unofficial times. Then it comes out later that Goodwin still ran, what, 4.27?
4.27.
And Austin's was adjusted to 4.34. Mm-hmm. I'll take either one of those. Then we wanted to see what Denard ran, and I thought it was pretty cool, 4.34 originally, then adjusted to, what, 4.43?
4.41, I believe, yeah.
But still fast enough. But that's the one thing I wanted to see today. I want to see the fast guys run fast.
Yeah, you know, those guys are playmakers, and I think the one thing that you have to look at when you're talking about Tavon Austin is he's not a track guy like a Marquise Goodwin who's playing football. I think he's a football guy first who just so happens to have world-class track speed, and I think there's a big difference between that, and that's why you're talking about a guy in Tavon Austin who could be a first-round draft pick and a guy like Marquise Goodwin who's becoming a late-round pick to a mid-round pick because of his speed. There's a big difference there, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to talk about his weight, aren't you, Mike?
Very good. It's still 174 pounds, okay, and he's going to get hit like he's never been hit in his life. I wouldn't draft him on the first round. Or in the first round.
You know, I just keep going back to that tape I saw of him against Oklahoma when he had 576 all-purpose yards and 300-some rushing yards. It was really explosive. And I think with him, you know, he's not just fast, but he's quick. And I think you're right. I think there is a concern there being 174 pounds, but they don't grow him small down at Oklahoma and in the Big 12. And I think when you can do that against competition like Oklahoma, I think it's one thing. When you're doing it against MAC schools or you're a small school guy who comes in here with that kind of speed, I think it's a little bit different.
Just one thing. Ryan Broyles played at Oklahoma and hurt both knees. I mean, I don't want that to happen to Tavon Austin, but I think I'll go back to what Bill Parcells once said about making exceptions for size and all that. He says if you make exceptions, you're going to have a team of exceptions. Now, Tavon Austin's not going to play 65 plays on offense, but he might play 20 and give you maximum impact for all 20. And so I'm not writing him out at all.
You know, and one analyst told me that he's the best return prospect coming into the league in the last 10 years. And so there's another element to his game in terms of punt returning and kick returning where he's going to give you some plays and some explosiveness as well. So I think you can look away from that weight a little bit when there's so many different things he can do.
You know, some of the numbers are starting to come out, you know, the total numbers. And one thing I'm interested in, what you might think, is offensive tackle. Everybody says Luke Jackal of Texas A&M, the number one offensive tackle. But you look at the numbers and the testing that Eric Fisher from Central Michigan put out. Who's number one?
Eric Fisher, well, and I'd even go a step farther, who's considered the third tackle, Lane Johnson. From Oklahoma. He blew it away. I mean, ran in the 4.7s at the 40, put up 31 reps. I think he blew both those guys away. So to your point, the numbers can be a little bit deceiving, but I think you have to look at it really just comes down to game film, essentially.
Well,
and that's the thing that's not here is the game film. But I think